This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your 1 Minute Musical Radio Show for September 2026. How did classical music play a part of Samuel Langhorne Clemens' life as an American author, journalist, humorist, steamboat captain, and musician? And what musical instruments did he play? Samuel Langhorne Clemens was born on November 30, 1835, to Jane Lambton Clemens and John Marshall Clemens in Florida, Missouri. He was their sixth child of seven children. Samuel's father was a lawyer and, quote, operated a general store, served as a country commissioner, county clerk, and acting conservative Whig, end quote. Of the seven children, three survived childhood, Orion, Pamela, and Samuel. When Samuel was 4 years of age, the Clemens family moved to Hannibal, Missouri, on the Mississippi River. As a young boy, quote, he learned his rudimentary guitar and piano skills from his older sister, Pamela, who taught the instrument to help supplement the family income, end quote. Samuel Clemens, quote, became an enthusiastic amateur guitarist. He obtained his own guitar in 1861, taking it with him during his travels, end quote. Samuel was 11 in 1847 when his father John passed away of pneumonia. He left school to become a printer's apprentice after fifth grade and began arranging, quote, the metal type by hand for the newspaper stories at a local newspaper to help support his family, end quote. Later, Sam worked at the Hannibal Journal, a newspaper his brother Orion Clemens owned, quote, as a typesetter and contributing his own articles and humorous sketches, end quote. He was 15. In 1856, when he was 21, he, quote, took passage aboard the Paul Jones from Cincinnati to New Orleans, enacting his boyhood dream. Samuel Clemens, when I was a boy, there was but one permanent ambition among my comrades on the west bank of the Mississippi River. That was to be a steamboat man, end quote. Samuel Langhorne Clemens, at age 23, earned his steamboat pilot's license. He worked as a respected pilot for 2 years, quote, until the Civil War halted traffic in 1861, quote. He, quote, served a 2-week stint as a Confederate soldier, end quote. Sam worked as a silver miner in Virginia City, Nevada in 1862. In 1863, when he was 28, he gave up mining and became a reporter for the Virginia City Territorial Enterprise, where, quote, he first used his famous pen name, Mark Twain, meaning two fathoms, 12 feet of water, end quote. He later worked as a gold miner in 1865 in California, and he wrote about the miner's story in his The Celebrated Jumping Frog of Calaveras County. Samuel Clemens was 34 years of age when he married 24-year-old Olivia Langdon. She was well-educated at Elmira College. They had four children. Their oldest, Langdon, died of diphtheria at 18 months. Quote, Olivia helped her husband with the editing of his books, articles, and lectures. He said she was a faithful, judicious, and painstaking editor, end quote. She continued to help her husband to edit works up until a few months before her death, end quote. Their daughter Susie died of spinal meningitis at age 24. Samuel, Olivia, and daughters Clara and Jean were heartbroken. Olivia passed away in 1904 from heart failure. Samuel, Clara, and Jean were devastated. In 1909, Jean, Samuel and Olivia's youngest child, died from epilepsy at 29 years of age. Samuel and Clara were devastated. Some of Mark Twain's books, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, The Adventures of Tom Sawyer, The Prince and the Pauper, A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court, Pudd'nhead Wilson, and Life on the Mississippi. Mark Twain, Samuel Langhorne Clemens, was an American author, journalist, humorist, steamboat pilot, newspaper publisher, musician, husband, father, and grandfather, Samuel Langhorne Clemens died on April 21, 1910, at the age of 74 in Redding, Connecticut.